Hey, y'all. Welcome to Co-Parenting Past Chaos, a podcast that gives you a raw and unfiltered insight on marriage, divorce, the crazy adventures of co-parenting, and so much more with your hosts, April and Lauren. Not only are we best friends, we are also the wife and former wife of the same man. Join us each week as we take you on a journey inside our wild and chaotic lives and show you how we were able to forge and maintain a positive co-parenting relationship while collectively parenting a lot of kids with a few husbands. We're definitely not professionals and we'll probably get you into more trouble than you bargained for, but what we do have is a sense of humor, street smarts, and a few decades of experience under our wife, mom, and divorcee belt. This ain't your mama's podcast. Welcome to episode 157 of Past Chaos.
Hey.
I don't know why I just look at you and make you start laughing.
Because we just had a conversation about me explaining my name to Harley.
Because she looked at this dog and said, hi, Harley.
I mean,
did you know my name is Lauren? He knows you're crazy as hell.
Yeah, but like, do your dogs know your name?
No, because they're dogs.
Well, they have names. They should know our names.
Oh my God. They know, bitch that gives me treats.
Exactly. Gives me her food.
The one that cleans up my shat.
Not, oh, happily.
God, let me tell you, I've got two dog stories today that I got to tell you.
Oh, wow.
But let me tell you, you're going to die because you weren't a dog lover until you moved in with me.
Yep.
Last night, I woke up in the middle of the night and Teddy had coughed and he was spooning me. This is my Labradoodle, not a man, by the way. He coughed and I felt something. And when I got up to turn the light on, he had vomited.
Please tell me it was a tampon.
No, It was three pieces of dog food.
Ew.
In my bed. Just three pieces. Isn't that the weirdest
That's
thing?
That's disgusting. And yeah, I would have hurled.
I was like, you've got to be kidding
Honestly,
me.
Honestly, I've never been an animal person until Harley came into my life. Yeah. So Harley is like a human. And he and I just vibed from day one.
Yep.
And so pretty much I've given every animal after that a chance. But Harley's my A1 for sure. He's my main squeeze.
Let me tell you about what happened today. I have been very, I don't know, I think you go through these things in life where you're scared and then you're not of certain things. I've made this promise to myself that I'm not going to live my life based on fear. I'm not going to let things just scare me. Well, I've been to Walmart a couple of times lately and some sketchy things have happened. And you know, you read these things.
Well, it is Walmart.
I know. I knew you were going to say that because I was almost like, I'm not going to tell her where I went because then she's going to yell at me for going there.
Yes.
But Lauren and I got these new water bottles and the only place you can get the refill cartridges is Walmart. So I have to go there. Well, the one time this guy cornered me outside, I just put my groceries in the trunk and I was pushing my cart back to the cart return and he corners me and he's like, hey, I've got you. Now you're trapped. And I kind of giggled it off, but then he really wouldn't leave. And yeah, I could have ran anywhere. It was an open parking lot and he was in his car, but he wouldn't. So he was asking me to go somewhere to a jazz concert with him. And I'm like, oh, I'm so sorry. That's the only music I don't like. I know. Stop. I know what you're going to say to me. Just let me tell you.
I'm trying.
You can yell at me. So he just keeps going and he's like, okay, well, what are you doing on this week? And I tell him, I'm thinking, okay, April, you could make up anything. And I was like, oh, I'm going to Vegas. Out of the blue. Like, that's just the first thing that popped in my head. He's like, oh, I have a place in Vegas. I'm like, you've got to be kidding me.
You are the most gullible human being. And it's probably one of the things that irritates me literally the most about you. Because I'm very protective over people that I know are gullible. And you...
I am.
I just want to put you in my pocket at all times. Because, oh my God. Like, how have you survived this long?
Oh, it gets worse. Hold on. Let me tell you the next thing. This was like... literally 2 days ago when I went and got our water bottle things. Again, I was in Walmart, but I was in Walmart. So I was in the freezer section and you know, they have those vegan crab cakes that we like so much. And I was going to make us dinner and I'm like, oh, let's get those. So I'm looking for them in the freezer section. And I hear, excuse me, ma'am. So I turn around and it's this young, probably, I mean, he may have been in his mid-20s and that's pushing it, Hispanic male. With a backpack on. Well, I get creeped out with people that have backpacks because you just don't know what's in them. I mean, why are you carrying a backpack in a grocery store? So he's like, I used to work here and I moved. And I'm thinking, okay, he's going to ask me for money, which I don't have any cash. So that's that. So I let him finish. He's like, and I'm only back in town for a few weeks. And I'm just looking for someone that I can talk to. And I just look at him. I was like, oh, well, I'm married. I'm really sorry. And he was like, oh, that sucks. I'm going to be so lonely. And I'm thinking, like, this whole time he's talking, I'm like, April, you always think of things after the fact. Why don't you come up with something like quippy? So I'm like, well, you know what? I bet you have a smartphone. There are these apps on there for people that are lonely, and you can get on there and find someone to talk to. He's like, yeah, but I just really want to talk to you. Dude, seriously, look at me. I am ancient compared to you.
Two words. Fuck off. That's all you had to say to this man. Why?
See, I don't know. Because
it engages with people.
You want to know why?
Why?
Because there are so...
Please. Let's hear this explanation.
Okay, I'm going to tell you. There are so many nasty people in the world. And I just want to be like a shining, smiling face to people and be kind.
To someone that may potentially kill you? Okay, yes, Jeffrey Dahmer's next victim. Thank you very much.
Oh, my God. I just want to be nice. And I thought, you know what? If I could just make his day. But he was not
getting
it.
No. You can't be nice to everyone.
I know. Because I'm going to end up sex trafficked.
I do that at work sometimes. Because like some of my coworkers are very passive and just overly friendly or are just afraid of confrontation. Mm-hmm. Oh, in walks Lauren. This is where I'm good. No, like it's a boundary. You said it. Hello.
You're so mean to me. I am. When we're out in public, like if I don't want to deal with something, I always push you first because I know you're going to be like, nope, bye.
Plus I'm kind of tall.
Yes.
So like I'm already a little bit, I've got size on my side a little.
So it makes you seem intimidating.
It does. And I can make a face, even though I'm really like the least intimidating friend, because when it comes down to it, if someone's going to get scrappy, it will be April. She would fight, but I have enough vocal ability to usually get people to back down or to get away. Now, physically, no. That's where I'm like, tap me out.
Physically, I got you, boo.
Yep. So, I mean, we're a good team.
We are.
You cannot go alone anywhere.
No.
You're not allowed.
It proves it today.
Order your groceries. This proves it.
So then I started ordering my groceries.
I noticed that. They've come like three times this week.
Because I got scared. I'm like, F this. I'm not going back to Walmart. So we're ordering groceries.
It's so crazy to me because I have been, let's see, yesterday I went to Target. Today I went to Food Lion. I have not been approached one time. Like people just do not approach me because I think I just carry myself in a way that's like, I dare you to talk to me. I dare you.
Do you think it's my size that I'm petite? And maybe that's why they think I'm an easy target.
And then initially the first words out of your mouth are never usually like directed in a very confident way. So then they're like, oh, we got her. She already seems nervous. She seems very intimidated.
Because I am.
So like they get you then. Like, I mean, you're easily preyable. Sorry.
Somebody's going to take me. You guys have to watch out for me.
I know.
Hashtag save April.
I'm going to get you a life alert.
Please do. Put me one of those bracelets. I've not fallen and I can't get up.
We all track each other on our phones though. So
I can track you.
I can see where you're at.
Well, today I got very nervous. I like to walk the dogs because I feel sorry for them because, you know, they're dogs and they're inside and I just want them to have a good life. So I wanted to take them for a walk. Well, normally I asked one of the kids to help me, but they weren't here and I wanted to get it done because I knew I had things to do after they got home from school. John bought this new leash for Teddy and it can actually wrap around my waist so that I don't have to carry him with my hand because he's very strong. So I have that leash, but it also has an elastic piece in the middle of it so that he can go a little further. Well, I don't believe in shock collars, but if you met this dog who is a very big dog and he doesn't listen extremely well, I have to put a shock collar on him. He's never been shocked only once, and it was self-inflicted. He stepped on it and did it to himself. So it was not by my hands. So don't come at me about the shock collar. It's only beepable. That's the only thing that I use it for. A vibration every now and again because it does get him.
I'm trying not to laugh so hard.
Anyway, that is not the point of my story. My story is I take him for a walk. So I have Harley, who is a psycho lunatic dog.
Worst dog to walk.
The worst. Teddy's great as long as there are not any humans or other animals that he feels excited. Yeah, he needs to go play with and lick. Okay, so we had walked. We're going to the front of the neighborhood, which is about 2 miles, right?
The front is a mile and then back is a mile. So it's a full 2 miles.
Okay. So we had walked a mile and we're on our way back. Well, the whole way there, our neighborhood, they're constantly building houses. So there are an extreme amount of white vans.
Right.
And I hate to be a stereotype person, but I am going to stereotype the white vans because they're creepy.
Okay? Yeah, they are.
They're just real creepy. Mm-hmm. This same white van had gone past me 3 times and it was slow and it would turn around and come back and then it would slow again. And I don't know if they were just, you know, looking at boobs because they had never seen them before or what. Anyway, I'm almost home. I'm on the home stretch. I'm on one side of the road and I see ahead of me this woman walking her dog, her extremely large dog. Well, I had just taken my phone out of its case to take a picture of the dogs and put it on my story because I thought, oh, they're being so good this whole walk that I'm going to take a picture of them so that I can post it to my story.
Mm-hmm.
So I see this dog and I'm thinking, all right, they're not going to do anything because they're extremely tired. Nope. Ted sees and he starts barking and I'm trying to get my phone back in its case and I'm trying to get the clicker so I can just beep him so that he'll stop. He took off with me. He drug me. All I can think about is I was having an out-of-body experience and I'm watching this woman look at me with fear in her eyes because she sees the fear in my eyes. All I can do the whole time I was saying, I'm sorry, because he starts just running at her with full force and I'm just being dragged across the street.
God.
Then both of my dogs start barking at her dog and then Teddy like lunges for him, which is so out of character.
Yeah.
So he must have felt like he needed to protect me. And I was frozen. I just stood there because
oh God,
he's wrapped up in me. And it's not like I could just let him go and walk away. It was so terrible. So if you live in my neighborhood and you're a beautiful woman that was walking a huge white fluffy dog.
Oh, I've seen that fluffy dog.
Yes. I am so sorry. I am just
let me tell you, I have taken Teddy for one walk and it was the first extent of out of the driveway to the stop sign across the street and back again. I was like, nope, I am not going to do this. This is not going to be a fun trip for me.
He's so excited, you know, and now he's
passed out right here.
He is so excited. He just wants to play. But I wish you could have saw what.
Oh, I believe it.
He was doing it.
I believe it.
Drug me.
I would have been so pissed.
This dog is 80 pounds and then Harley's 11. So that's 91 pounds wrapped on my body. I'm like 106 on a good day. They got me.
Not a thing.
Bless my heart. It was so sad. Anyway, can you believe it's October?
Oh, it's going by so fast. Sorry. I mean, it's almost the middle of October now.
Yeah.
Good Lord.
And this weather like coming up and down and up and down.
Oh, I know. Summer really saw a state trooper and just said, whoop, we're done.
It didn't even say goodbye. Uh-uh. It was like, I'm out.
I'm clocking out now.
Yes. So I was interested to see, and I'm sure people that listen, how your trip went last weekend.
It went really good. Oh my God. So my girlfriend met the majority of my family, I would say. I mean, there's still many more because I have a huge family, but she met all of my Georgia fam and I got to meet my new nephews, which are so cute.
So freaking cute.
I mean, when I say fresh, I mean like one was 6 weeks and the other one is 2 weeks. Mm. So like fresh little, ooh.
Fresh out of the cooker.
They're so precious. I have never been so full of love in an entire, you know, trip ever in my life. Just watching my sons play with their cousins and then getting to meet more cousins and seeing all my sisters and my brothers. It was amazing. And everybody loved my girlfriend. I mean, I knew that kind of, mm-hmm. You know, they all embraced her and were like, welcome to the family. Welcome to this shit show.
Welcome to the crazy.
I know. I tried warning her whenever I started dating her and brought her into this family. I don't think I really did a good job on emphasizing my entire family is a shit show. It's not just this one. It's like all of it.
Yep. It's all of the above.
Welcome. As my sister said, you just got to throw them in and hope that they swim.
What did we say last week? It's sink or swim.
Yep. Best of luck to you.
Well, she survived. She's still coming around.
She did. I mean, she survived a 8-hour drive both ways with all three of the boys, which that alone is impressive. Yeah. Let's be honest. And then my giant family and the chaos that we are, she survived that. I hit an owl. I'm an owl murderer now, which I still don't feel good about.
You didn't tell me that.
I did.
That makes me sad.
I did. I hit an owl about an hour outside of Jacksonville.
Isn't that illegal?
I didn't purposely hit it.
Well, you might have should have called somebody.
It terrified me. I had to pull over and like check my windshield and like it was a whole thing. I was very shaken up over it.
Listen, I will crash into a bridge before I'll hit an animal.
I'm kind of surprised. It came out of nowhere. It was dark outside. So like I didn't, it hit me basically.
Oh, so it was maybe, you know, maybe it had reached its
suicidal
hooting limit and it was suicidal.
That was its 13th reason.
That's what I would say just to make myself feel better. Yep, look, that one wanted to die.
But yeah.
Bless its little heart. If you want to know what our friendship is like, it's the constant sending of TikToks back and forth with the occasional bitch fest. Maybe we cry sometimes and a random night out where we drink too much and then Lauren regrets her decisions the next day.
I never said I regretted it.
I know you don't. That's the sad thing. You sent me the cutest TikTok the other day. And I don't, you know, I don't remember, and I don't know people's names. I can barely remember our names. It was these two best friends that just co-parent together. They just share their kids. They don't have to. Mm-hmm. Like, they're not divorced or anything. They just share their kids. And I thought it was just such a sweet and pure thing. But it made me realize, I feel like we really downplay what a unique situation we have.
Oh, we do.
And we underestimate how special our relationship really is, because we're not just two random best friends.
No.
Our circumstances were real bad.
Oh, the worst of the worst.
And then now we have this love that's undying for each other.
I mean, to think that the only way we could be in the same vicinity was on opposite ends of a police department parking lot with a police escort from our children from one vehicle to another. And inevitably, it would have been a brawl had it not been for that.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
To now, we share a home. Our names are on our children's emergency contact lists for both of us. I mean, we literally parent our kids like we are mom and dad together.
We do, because we are. I mean, we
share finances. Yes. We share food. We share clothing. We share children. We share. I mean, honestly, one of the biggest steps we've talked about lately has been sharing our life, like our life estates and our wills with each other. Because if I pass, I don't have anyone immediate other than you who right. I raise my children with. Like those are the places that that's how far we've come.
I still, like, sometimes I'll feel bad because I guess there was a lot of trauma in our relationship in the beginning, and especially based around me being involved with the kids. And I know that's so far removed, but you know, it's always going to be in the back of your mind, certain things that happen. So I do get scared sometimes when I say something or I do something, because I don't want to ever make anybody think that I'm trying to take over or replace you or do your job. I don't, that's not how I feel.
Here's how far that has been changed. Please replace me. Please take over. Please take the role. I'm begging. You know,
I'm just so used to it. I'm a Taurus number one, so I always just want to help. And that's just my personality. Mm-hmm. When I see my friend hurting because her kids are evil, I want to jump in.
Yep.
You do the same for me. If you know that I've truly reached
it. Hit your max.
With Tanner, you'll be like, look, I can do this. Yeah. I can take him here. I can wake him up or whatever.
Yeah.
You're in this with me and we do this together.
Because we feed off of each other and we know each other so well. You don't overstep. There's never a line you overstep because you know me so well that you know where the lines are.
Yeah.
First of all.
I try.
There's nothing. You can just read like, okay, this bitch she's tapping out mentally.
Yeah.
So this is my like cue that it's my turn to tap in. Even if I don't say it.
But I think that's why we work so well together, because we do read each other so well. And we know that we're tired.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll just take all the help that we can get.
Oh, yeah. And I think we both know each other's levels of tired, too. Like, I know you so well that I know, all right, she's got a little bit more in her. She just needs to vent right now. I'm going to let it go. Because, I don't know, when you've been through everything that we've been through, and we've seen the ups and downs of each other so vastly, and we've known each other for 7 years now, there is not anything in your mood every day that I question. Like, I can read you and you can read me. And I trust that you read me. That's the other thing. Like, I trust you so well that I don't have to vocalize it all the time. You can just like mentally tell. Mm-hmm. You can get in my brain and you can take that moment and be like, all right, she's trying to tell me something right now.
Have you ever been in a friendship or relationship in any, either of them, that after something happens or after you've said something that you go away and you're like, oh no, did they take that the wrong way? Did they think? You have.
All
everybody
the time.
Has. Okay.
Yes.
With you, I don't ever feel like, I don't ever walk away and think, oh no, did she think I meant it this way? No, you know how I mean it. And you know, it's always coming from a good place.
Yes. There have been times in our friendship where I think back in the day, you would start talking to me differently or texting me differently. And I'd be like, oh man, she's mad at me. Now I receive those as like, oh, she's mad, but I know she's going to get over it in like 10 seconds. And you know that when I'm mad, I'm going to have the exact same reaction. Like there's no, I don't think either one of us takes offense to things. And we also both understand that the other person has a certain level of anxiety that we need to respect so that we don't make it worse.
That's it. I told you earlier, I was reading this article about friendship and how if you have a true friend, they would never go and befriend someone that has hurt you or harmed you. But that was part of it. Recognizing that your friend does have an anxiety and, you know, you're not, it's not that you're catering to them or walking around on eggshells. It's just understanding that that's something they have and maybe just reassuring them, hey, we're good.
And continuing the safe space of your friendship. Mm-hmm. Like, you should be allowed to have that anxiety. You should absolutely be allowed to feel some sort of way or be upset. And I never want to stifle that. I don't want to take away from that. I don't want you to ever feel like, oh, I can't tell Lauren this because she's going to get upset or she's going to react this way. No, I'm here for that exact reason. Yep. You should be able to use me as a sounding board.
I'm going
to
tell you, you know me. You know I say stuff. Oh, and
I'm never worried. Like, if April ever gets passive aggressive, that's her, like, lightly telling me that she might eventually go off. Like, if she's going to go off, there is no pretext.
No.
She just goes.
I'm off.
Yeah, she's off.
I'm off. And
But I know you. So, like, I'm never going to egg that or make it worse. And vice versa. You understand when I have hit my,
yes,
hit my max, or like, I really can't handle this right now. Please
and then
help.
It's over.
It's like a giant SOS.
Yeah. 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 I love that. I love us. I love our friendship. It'll never, it just won't get old to me.
I don't think so either. Isn't that unique too? Yeah. Like, we're constantly growing our friendship and evolving with it. And we were talking the other day about, being affectionate with each other.
Yeah.
And how we're not really affectionate people, I don't think in general, but especially not with each other. And I think it's because, weirdly enough, this is one thing we haven't, I don't ever think, talked about. But when April and I first started our friendship, it was parts of it I think were not necessarily forced, but we were like really, really trying hard.
Yes.
And so we would travel together and sometimes we would have to stay in the same hotel room or take pictures and we were very close to each other. And it felt awkward, right? Because, well, you're married to my ex-husband and I'm the ex-wife. Like, there is still a weirdness, but we've kind of removed those titles now. And it's like, well, why can't we hug each other or snuggle or like do all the things that I would do with another best friend? We've kind of held that title still over our heads.
It's true. And that's exactly what we were talking about this week, because you knew that I had reached this level of, I've been very stressed and anxious. So you went into work late one day this week just to sit and have coffee with me and cry and talk, because that's what, and your exact words were, April, I know that you needed this. And this friendship is more important than me being on time for work. And you just don't know what that means. Well, that means to me, but to other people that may be going through something.
Because you can't get that back.
No. And you giving your time to me, which I know is so precious.
It is for anybody, I think, at our age and being, yeah, a mom. Like, time is, that's my love language, is time. Mm-hmm. Time and acts of service. And if I can give my time and attention to someone, that's me showing I love them and I love you, which means I would make time no matter what it is. Because I know that making time for my job is something I'm not going to think about when I'm 70, 80 years old.
No.
What I'm going to think about at 70 or 80 years old is those mornings where I was sitting with my best friend, mm-hmm, over a cup of coffee and the kids are just getting on the bus and we were having like some, at the time we thought was like groundbreaking conversation.
Oh, yeah.
And really it sets the tone for the rest of my day.
It does, because that just gave me such a peace, and the entire day I felt like, you know what? I can handle this.
Yeah.
It's going to be okay. Mm-hmm. Because even if I can't,
I can.
She can.
You always have someone in your corner.
Yeah.
I think that's one thing you've taught me is unconditional, mm-hmm, friendship and love. Because you've loved me through some of my,
girl, you better be lucky.
I'm not going to lie. She has loved me through some rough times when most people bailed on me. Or didn't want to talk to me, or, you know, I didn't have a lot of people in my corner. And you really showed what being a stage 5 clinger was.
Yeah.
And I grew to realize that that was a sort of love I had never really had, but I also wanted to be able to reciprocate. I wanted to learn how to give that kind of love.
And you have.
If someone could have that for me, and I know what it felt like, oh, I can only imagine what that would feel like if I could give it to somebody else.
Well, just know you learned.
Yeah, I did.
You score an A.
We have learned so much from each other. It's probably my favorite thing about our friendship.
It is.
Because it never stops.
I know, it doesn't. We're constantly finding out new things about each other and ways that we can improve our relationship.
For whatever reason, we are two women that have gotten the opportunity to learn love that we didn't understand when we were younger, love that we didn't understand when we were married. but we've gotten to kind of figure it out with each other in the safest space possible. And it's something that I look at and I'm like, wow, I didn't learn how to love like this through even my children and my spouses and my parents. Like, it took me meeting you and going through everything we went through to learn this type of love, which in my opinion, I think we have then turned around and shown that type of love to our children, mm-hmm. to our significant others that are now in our lives. You know, like, that's something I never would have probably been able to give to my kids.
When people ask, do you guys ever argue? I don't know that we argue. We get passionate about things and we yell.
Yes.
But we get it out. And
we don't fight with each other. No. That's what people are wondering.
We
I also
don't
think
fight.
That at our age, like, who fights like that? I think that that's dumb. I'm
we
not
have
a
healthy
fighter.
Communication, mm-hmm. whether it be like
forced communication.
Forced or, you know what? Let's just let this happen organically.
But I think it's important that you know the type of communicator that you're working with. And you very early on learned what type of communicator I was first. Mm-hmm. So then it's like, okay, I know she communicates like this. Let me let her know how my communication style is. And that way, whenever we did come into, which we have had issues in our co-parenting, in our friendship, that are big deal.
Yes.
Like, they're not small. And there are times when we did want to cuss each other out and scream and throw in the towel. But knowing how that was going to be received if you did those things, well, we had already seen what that was like because we were neighbors fighting with each other like that. It was very ineffective. But if you're wanting someone to understand where you're coming from, you have to be an effective communicator. And I think that's what we've truly perfected.
We have. It's made the bond between us that much stronger. And I feel now so secure in this relationship more than I have probably in any other relationship in my life, which is so sad, but it's true.
It's true though. Like, I don't sit here and get anxiety or worry like, is April going to break up with me? Is she cheating on me? I don't ever, like, there's never those thoughts. I know the April I'm going to get when I come home
mm-hmm.
every day. And I don't even care what kind of mood you're in. I'm just saying, like, I know the April, like, I know who I'm walking home to.
Do you know one of my favorite things about you as far as in our marriage that we have, okay? We have this marriage with each
we
other.
We do.
But my favorite thing is there, you know that I'm moody sometimes mm-hmm. and it's a lot of it comes from outside entities. When I'm stressed, you let me yell at you, and it's not at you in particular, but towards you. And you know that it's not that I'm angry at you. It's that I need to release this. And this is the only way I know how.
And I feel like that's how internally I feel. You just happen to be the one that is able to express
yes.
it. And I can't get mine out. So, like, I'm always like cheering for you to do that because it's something that I struggle with versus I'm very internal. And I don't get a lot out.
But you do jump
stuff
on,
out of
right.
me.
You jump on the train when it's rolling.
Oh,
baby.
We get fired up.
Oh, yeah.
We'll hear us screaming in the kitchen, not at each other, just like in general in the air.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how we just release ourselves. We're quiet in the morning and we talk and we cry. And then at night, we're usually screaming.
Yes.
That's just how it is.
But it's such a good.
It's healthy.
Yes, it's a healthy release.
It is.
And you never hold it against me the next day.
No.
It's like, oh, we did this. We yelled about this and now we're good.
We have a routine and it's like, it starts all over every day.
Mm-hmm.
You almost forget what you did the day prior, but like it starts all over. We have a routine. We talk it out. We scream it out. It's over.
And we move on.
Yep.
And we don't go to bed angry.
Nobody's broken up.
Nope. Not breaking up. Well, this took a really big turn. So
this
I don't even
good.
Know. I mean, that's good. This is like one of our conversations that we would have.
It
every
is.
Day.
This is our morning conversation.
But I want you to tell people what you Googled this week. Do you remember?
Oh, how many times? Because okay. my Google is
was
full
this,
of.
Maybe this was yesterday.
Kinky sex acts.
How freaky are you? What did we learn about ourselves when you Googled
that apparently
this?
We're much kinkier than we thought we were. Well, I already kind of knew I was, but like I was naming them off and even April was like, oh, this is mild.
I thought, you know, in my heyday,
I just give a D rating to Google.
Right?
For not coming up with something better.
I thought that I had done some things that are a little, you know, risque, and I'm up for trying certain things. Now, there's certain things that you better just go on somewhere with that because I'm not doing it. But the things that you were reading off, they were very
mild.
And I'm like, does that mean we are real bad freaks?
And
or?
I went through like several different articles and I'm like, is this what Google is offering me? Because like I've watched different, you know, documentaries, and I don't mean porn when I say that. I mean like genuine documentaries. Yeah. And you know, you know people are into different kinks, and like you either say yes or no. But I wanted somewhere that was like a gray area of something that I had never heard of before and been like, oh, you know, maybe I'm intrigued by that. And I wasn't anything. I was like, all right, yeah, I've done that. Boring.
I know. Maybe I'm not as like, either Google was keeping it PG.
I think they were.
Or I'm not as crazy as I thought I was.
I think they were keeping it PG. I just feel like, too, once you check stuff off of the bucket list in your 20s, everything just seems kind of mild in comparison.
I think we should do an episode when I get brave enough, because I'm not there yet, but you know, who knows? Maybe I'll have a drink before okay. and we can do this. We could check off like, what have you done? Let's do our freak scale.
I'll actually find like a printout, because they have those, you know, like the never have I evers.
Okay.
And we'll do one of those.
Okay. I can do that.
Because sometimes I'm actually surprised by the things that you've done and I haven't done.
I know. I always feel very good about myself. Right? If I've done something you haven't, I'm like, oh, I am cool.
There is one thing, which is a new one, which I will be doing this weekend. I won't say it because I don't want to call you out. But like, there are some things where I'm like, damn, she's intriguing. Done this.
Yeah.
I just mouthed it.
Yeah, I've done that. And I was like, oh my God, I've actually done something, Lauren.
I haven't.
This is amazing. I'm writing this down, putting this in my journal.
Your diary today.
I found out I am cool.
Kinkier than Lauren.
Okay, y'all, get in touch with us. We love to hear from our listeners. Send us topics that you'd like us to discuss. And if you want to learn more about us and hear all of our stories from the beginning, check out our website, pastchaos.com. If you want a more personal insight into the craziness that is our lives, follow us on social media, Instagram, Facebook, TikTok. Also, you can now stream season one of You, Me, and My Ex on Discovery Plus.
Oh, shit show, Mom. I would love to say that you're the one in the hot seat, but really, we're both going to always be in this hot seat.
Yeah, because a lot, like I can remember things, or I can drum up things that I've done in the past, but these recent ones, we live together. So it's on both of us.
Oh, yeah. I asked her this morning, I was like, hey, do you have your topic for today? She's like, I'm just going to wing this one. I got plenty of material.
There's plenty of stuff. And, I'll just say the most recent thing. And this is where you'll see that Lauren and I are very different. You are such a more relaxed person in general, but Mom, where I am not. Like, I need to know what's going on. I'm a planner. I guess, I don't want to say this and admit this to my kids, but maybe they won't listen. I ride my kids' ass a little bit more than probably I should, but I'm just trying to teach them, because you know what? You only have a certain amount of time with your kids and then they're gone. True. If you haven't taught them, then they're screwed.
Yeah.
So I think that, you know, we run a pretty tight ship.
Yes. For example, April knows where her child is right now and Lauren does not know where her children are.
Thank you. Okay. This is how this works. Sometimes Lauren will do things as a parent, as a mom.
And it gives her anxiety.
Oh, dear God. Why? But how? Why? Again, why? Why are you doing? You're giving me anxiety, but she does not care. And it's okay because she's not as stressed as me. So maybe that's going to teach me something.
Maybe.
So this week, there are mornings that I always try to help out in the mornings with the little boys, because Tanner and Jack leave early for school. So I try to help out with little boys, because that's during the time you're getting ready for work. And I know how that feels. I feel like I can help you, you know, if they need help with their breakfast or whatever.
I appreciate that.
Okay. Then there are mornings that you do have to leave a little earlier than the bus comes. For the most part, you're here and you get them on the bus. Particular morning, I was in charge to get them to the bus. This isn't hard. I've done this for the last 6 years of their lives and 26 years beyond. Because, you know, that's how old my kids are. So everybody looks halfway decent. And Lauren has told me that I'm not allowed to pick out clothes. They have to do that on their own. So they look semi decent. Okay. Not according to my standards, but hers. So I'm just going to put that out there. So I send these kids off to school. They've got their lunch. They've got the important things. Everybody's had their medications. Jet comes home from school. And he walks in and I was like, he looks a little different, but I can't tell what it is. So I just go on. We start doing our homework. I'm telling him how, you know, he's got to start taking it more serious. And he had gotten in trouble at school. So we had this really interesting conversation. And I just explained to him, school is a place for learning. It is not a place for socialization. You need to do what you're supposed to do. So I start looking at him even more and realize, how did he get so dirty today at school? Like, what did you do? Oh, my God, you have on the same shirt you wore to school yesterday. I immediately, I know that my body just melted.
She came out of her
in
body.
In the chair. Because the only thing I can think of is, dear God, these teachers think that we are horrible mothers. Because
well, I'm not great. I'll just let them know. I think the school knows that.
Listen,
though.
We're mediocre at best.
I think the school just knows that Lauren Kirk is, in fact, not the world's greatest mom.
But I look at Jet and I said, oh my God, you have on the same shirt you wore to school yesterday. And he just looks at me like, yeah, and? I said, buddy, why are you wearing that? Well, I don't have any more clothes. That is an actual lie because your mother did 85 loads of laundry 2 days ago. So I know you have plenty of shirts. Yep. You just chose to make us look like shitty moms.
He had a whole entire different shirt picked out because technically speaking, I make the boys prep their clothes the night before. So we're not rushed in the mornings. And he had like a long sleeve shirt and then I put a hoodie. I always lay out hoodies on top of it because I keep the hoodies in a different area and I just want to make sure they have one just in case. And he wore the hoodie. So I assumed he put the other shirt on underneath. But apparently he didn't like it in the morning and then decided to dig through the dirty clothes to find... I don't even know how he found that shirt, to be honest.
I don't know how there was anything that was even dirty because you had done so much laundry.
I've done 85 loads this week.
But you get home and I'm like, so, do you notice anything about Jet? You're like me. You're oblivious. Like, I don't know.
I'm like, what is it? I looked at his face. I was like, what am I looking for here? A third eye?
I said, okay, Lauren, he wore the same shirt to school today that he wore yesterday. Lauren's response is, okay. I'm like, oh my God, you're supposed to be getting all
I was very high-pitched. Why I was supposed to be upset.
You're supposed to get all frustrated like I did.
You got to text me before, be upset when I say this. And then I'll give me a heads up to fake it because I don't know what I'm supposed to be upset by.
I just look at her. I'm like, you know what these teachers are going to think. She's like, well, in our defense, I think the teachers know that we're a shit show.
And he's our third kid, fourth at this school. So like, I don't think they cared at this point. They're probably lucky our kids are even showing up with clothes on. All they need to say is I'm a Kirk child. And that answers like a plethora of questions.
Dear God, even our kids are getting Kirked.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah.
That's all the time we have for tonight. Thanks so much for listening and hanging out with us. If you'd like to find out more about the Kirks and our big blended family, visit our website at pastchaos.com.
Make sure you don't miss out on any of this train wreck and chaos by hitting the subscribe button. If you really want to get personal, follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok. Be sure to tune in every Sunday when we release new episodes. We would really appreciate it if you would subscribe to and review our podcast.
And just so y'all know, we love Jesus, but we cuss a little.